Seems like it's been a long time since we played the Dolphins. Because it has been a lot of football since then. But really impressed with watching Miami. I mean, once again, they're really a solid football team. I think Coach Philbin has done a great job of that team in all three areas. You know, they lead the league in a lot of categories. Especially kind of the hidden yardage category of the kicking game, penalties, turnovers, all those things that in the end really make a difference. They do a great job, and have a lot of explosive players, a lot of guys that are can really cause you a lot of problems and do cause a lot of problems. Obviously we weren't very competitive down there in the first game, so hopefully we can put together a good week and do a better job of coaching and have more competitive performance than we did in the opener. So, big challenge for us this week. Good football team coming in here, and we got to work it out for us.
What do you see from Jarvis Landry? What stands out from the way he's sort of grown from when we saw him week one to?
He's our leading receiver in terms of targets. Done a good job for him in the return game. Tough kid, runs hard, breaks tackles, good playing strength. Just done a good job. It's good.
Bill, you alluded to Miami's kind of hidden yards in terms of penalties. The penalties that you guys have incurred, is it a concern?
Yeah. We want to be the least penalized team in the league. It's our goal every year.
Try and cut that trend off, because it doesn't seem like you're trending that way.
Yeah, trying to do better in every area. That's one of them.
Yeah, Pouncey playing guard, obviously a different position from what you've seen in the past. Do you still see him, from when you're studying them, involved in the line calls, or does it look like Satelli is pretty much handling that himself?
He and Satelli are kind of the communication on the silent count when they do that. He's sort of the tap guy, and so I'm sure he's involved in that part of the communication when Satelli's kind of got his head between his legs and all. I wouldn't say that they, have an inordinate amount of that. It'd be a better question to ask them. It's hard to tell who talks there, but they're both experienced players.
How's he looking at guard versus center? I mean, same player, obviously, different one spot over on the line.
It's different. But, they do a good job, with their offensive line, do a good job running the ball. Tannehill's had a real high percentage of completions in the last half of the season. He had before then, but, especially in the last, whatever it is, 5-6 games. So, They do a good job.
Bill, Josh mentioned yesterday that because of their defensive front, they don't necessarily have to bring extra guys to get pressure on the quarterback. I'm just wondering how their ability to do that affects the way they play defense at some of the other levels without having to lose guys to bring pressure.
Well, they don't have to, but they do. Unless they get way ahead like they did against us, then they just, didn't bring them in the last part of our game, but most of the time they mix it up. They rush four, they rush five, sometimes six, different combinations. Then they all come, corners, nickelbacks, safeties, linebackers. Sometimes they use their ends in coverage. Sometimes they don't, but they mix it up on you. They definitely spin the wheel in terms of their defensive calls. But there have been examples, our game, second half of the San Diego game, where they just rush four in passing situations, and they can definitely get there. They got a lot of good rushers, but they oftentimes bring more than that.
With Cameron Wake in particular, it seems like for the most part, I don't know if this is just me generalizing, but a team's best pass rusher often comes off the, I guess it would be the defensive right side. It seems like he's kind of on the other side a lot of the time.
It's almost all the time. He's on almost all the time on the offensive right. Yeah. Well, I mean, there have been some great pass rushers there. Peppers, Reggie White, name a couple. Yeah, so, yeah, he does a good job over there. They got a good rush off the other side, too, Vernon. So, but he's very quick off the ball. I mean, Mathis, you know, now they flip him now because it's a different system, but when they had the Freeney-Mathis combination there in Indianapolis, you almost always saw Freeney on the left and Mathis on the right. But he's, you know, he's a great player. He gets the edge a lot. He can come inside. He's got a good power rush. So he's got three good pitches, and, you know, he mixes them up. It's a hard guy to block. But he's almost always on the offensive right, defensive left.
X is an O's question just on when we see the two linebackers sort of come up to the line of scrimmage over the center, which actually is something I think the Dolphins do quite a bit with Coyle. And it seems like we've seen you guys do that a little bit. I'm just sort of curious, like, how you decide, you know, whether they're coming or going. Is that sort of predetermined in the huddle, or is that based off, you know, a look you see?
Yeah, I don't really want to get into all that. I mean,
fair enough.
Let them figure it out.
Mayers is obviously doing a lot more than he did the first week when he came in, and it seemed like he was pretty much in there in passing situations and rushing the passer a little bit. I think that's what he told us after the game, at least. But now it seems like he's dropping back into coverage a little bit more. I'm just wondering, when you guys signed him or traded for him, did you understand how versatile he could be, or is that something you have to figure out when you get him here in practice to see how he can handle those situations and figure out how to use them?
I mean, I think he's what we thought he would be. But, you know, when you work with somebody, you obviously get to know him a lot better. But he, you know, he played outside linebacker in college and at Tennessee, and he played defensive end in sub situations, which is pretty common for a lot of guys like him, like a Rob Ninkovich type of guy. So, but until we actually had him, we didn't know exactly how that would manifest itself. But he's smart, and he's had a lot of experience playing on his feet, and he's had a lot of experience playing down. And we've been in a lot of nickel defense over the last, I'd say, probably 2 months. So not exclusively, but a lot. So his defensive end role has become a lot bigger than the outside linebacker role, just because we haven't been in a lot of our base defense. So, but could he play linebacker and play on his feet? If, you know, had that percentage been different, had we been, you know, over 50% base defense in the last couple of months, I mean, I think he's certainly capable of playing outside linebacker. Did that in college, did it at Tennessee, and did it for us since he's been here. But it's just, you know, the number of snaps that we've been in that have been pretty limited. So that's, I'd say he has done about what we have expected him to do. He learned very quickly, got on the field quickly, has a lot of position flexibility physically, and has a lot of position flexibility mentally in terms of assignments and, you know, rushing, covering, man coverage, zone coverage. You know, he has a good feel for the game. He's a smart guy, and he's an instinctive player. You know, like Rob, different than Rob, but like Rob. So it's pretty much about what we thought it would be. But we certainly know a lot more, having worked with him on a daily basis over the last couple of months, than what we knew, you know, just scouting a guy off of film at Tennessee.
After the game the other night, Casillas said that one of the things that made him feel comfortable
was, and not being overwhelmed, is how much he gets tested during practice and how many different situations you guys put him through, the teammates put him through. What have you seen from Casillas in practice, his growth, his development since you acquired him?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think a lot of that position just involves communication, both with his other linebacker teammates and the defensive line. So, you know, Coach Graham has spent a lot of extra time with him. Jonathan spent a lot of extra time, and we have different drills that we do in practice or after practice to try to give extra repetitions, not just physically, but again, the communication part of it to those guys like him, or includes the offensive players too. So, you know, it gets better every week, and still got a ways to go. But again, a lot of those types of players who are playing for us or are getting ready to play for us, not knowing exactly how the opportunities are going to fall, have really gotten a lot better and improved in that over the last, you know, I'd say a couple months. You know, from earlier in the year when a lot of that communication was, you know, with Mayo, Hightower, Collins. Some of those players have been unavailable at different points, you know, through the season. So, and now there's some different guys like Ayers, like Casillas, like Collins in a little different role. You know, obviously Branch, Siliga. So it's, you know, there's a lot going on there. But, you know, he's worked hard, and he has gotten a lot of those reps in practice. And it's hard at times going against our offense, too, because they give you a lot of different looks. So just dealing with our offense, which at times we do in practice, a lot of times we do it against the opponent, but sometimes in just working against our offense, that creates a lot of decision-making and communication, forces the issue.
When you say those reps, you mean with the dot, with the green dot, acting as if he had that? Or
green dot doesn't really do anything. No, I'm talking about the 11 guys on the field when they line up across from us. I mean, I don't even think he's had a green dot in the game, but even if he has, I don't think that really, that's not at all what I'm talking about.
Josh talked about being optimum down and distance in the first half in the Miami game, and that was a big difference he felt in the second half. Is that critical, especially on first downs, so that you can help maybe mix up the pass rush, slow down the pass rush by being in better down and distance?
Yeah. There's first and second down have a lot to do with third down. So, I mean, third down's obviously a key down, and that can cover up for some sins on first and second down. But, yeah, the more you put yourself in that tough third down situation, the harder it is. The more you can control the game on first and second down, then the easier it is on third down. You still have to execute. It doesn't mean that, you know, third and three or third and four is any kind of given, because it isn't. You got to work to pick those up too, but you know, it's a lot easier than third and 12s and third and 14s and kind of the situation we were in the third quarter against San Diego. A lot of negative plays on early downs led to long yardage on third down, led to punts on fourth down. So we could definitely help ourselves on third down, but you still got to go out and get them on third down. I mean, even if the yardage is shorter, it might make it a little, give you a few more options, but you still got to go out there and execute on those downs too. Okay. All right. Thank you.